School can play many roles in a child's life. It's the place kids learn. It can also be the place they eat and play. It also can be the place they go for help. Many schools employ people like counselors and nurses to address students' emotional needs. In recent years, some schools have added a different kind of member to their support staff, a therapy dog. WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello has the story.
Walking through the hallways at the Prairie School in Racine, you can see evidence that Belle, the comfort dog, is a bona fide member of the staff.
This is her mailbox. It's decorated for fall.
And by looking at the letters Belle has received, there's proof the dog is popular.
She may get as many as 20 a week.
Kathy Boero is the head of the primary school at Prairie, kindergarten through fourth grade. She also owns Belle, who's a therapy dog in training. Belle is a medium-sized white doodle. She's not even 2 years old yet, but she's already put in a year at Prairie.
Come on and sit. Sit nice. She's a really good girl.
Boero says Belle's role depends on what students and staff in the building need.
She's just really here at our school to give comfort. It can be therapy for some people. For others, it's just a companion.
10th grader Grace Birch eats lunch with Belle every day.
She will hang out with you if you're all alone, and she just likes having company. I like the fact that she is calm and that she understands that not everyone has to be as outgoing, and she is very understanding.
Students are able to ask for permission to hang out with Belle during study period. Many do their homework alongside the dog or read to her. Others just relax and play with Belle, even take her out to the school garden to play keep away with her soccer ball. But the dog also plays a more structured role. She's a member of Prairie School's Compass Team, the group of specialists that provide students with extra support. Dr. Mike Boticki is the school psychologist. He says he sends students to see Belle for a variety of reasons.
There have been children that maybe just be struggling with their day, some that kind of live with extreme anxiety, some that were just very new to the school and looking for their first friend. Kids just want to feel listened to. And I think adults sometimes have a tendency to respond back, and sometimes that's very, very important. But there's other times where I think a child just wants to vent, just wants that cathartic experience. Mm-hmm. And I think animals, and Belle especially, does a great job of listening and really being non-judgmental.
Belle's duties also include visiting classrooms at the request of teachers to participate in a special activity or provide a friendly face for students struggling with anxiety. Primary school head Kathy Boero says the dog will sit in the back of the room during class presentations, so students can focus on talking to her instead of what might seem like a more intimidating large group of peers.
So it's like, Belle's here. I can do this. She'll give licks and just so much positive feedback. And I think anytime you read or write or do anything academic, when you connect it with something pleasurable, it becomes a more pleasurable academic activity.
Boero says the important thing is that kids have some sort of outlet for a mental break, especially in an environment where kids juggle academics, extracurricular commitments, social, and home life.
You just need to reach out, and Belle will do just what she's doing for you right now. Love you.
Or lick the mic. Oh, nice.
Oh, dog germs.
She just wants to have her say, you know?
Yeah.
You sound like you're going to say something.
She says, I love you.
Aw. Back at you, Belle. Boero says the staff at Prairie understands that having Belle on the team is a luxury. Not every school has the time or resources for a comfort dog of their own. But such dogs are increasingly making their way into classrooms. Several organizations throughout Wisconsin now provide the necessary training to certify these canine companions. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.